date is Saturday the 11th of July 2015, and I'm interviewing alumni for the Oral History Project for the 120th anniversary of LSE, and I'm here with Craig Donohoe, and my name is Clara Manassian-Cook. Craig, please can you tell me, state your name and your date of birth?
Craig Donohoe, 12971.
Thank you. Craig, when did you first come to LSE?
I started at LSE in October 1991, when I visited the different universities. Before I decided which one I wanted to choose, LSE felt right. Dr. David Starkey did like a lecture as part of the open day, and I just really liked the kind of debates and the kind of questioning and the atmosphere. It seemed much more intellectual than a lot of the other campus universities I visited that I was considering going to.
So you were drawn to the intellectual sort of environment?
Yeah, the quality and intensity of it. It seemed to be directly intellectual rather than just a student campus lifestyle that maybe didn't involve so much debate and questioning. During Freshers Week, I kind of was on Houghton Street, one of the first big Freshers event. It was like a nighttime event, and we met lots of other freshers, and I just felt that I'd kind of found myself in the right place in my life, because in my hometown, Luton, I felt different. Like, I felt I wanted so much more from life. It was the time of Thatcherism and 80s materialism, kind of, in the early 90s. And suddenly I was meeting all these people that were more thoughtful intellectually, that wanted to make a difference in the world. And I just felt that jump in my life, that step from the old life to the new, was really crucial, because it opened up my aspirations to what's possible in the world. It took away a lot of the limitations that my family and authority figures in my hometown were telling me was possible in life. There was this cynicism that you just had to work to have a house and be selfish to survive in life, and that people inherently selfish. So coming to the LSE was good, because I felt different and I felt validated by the other people here. And a lot of my friends that didn't get the A-levels, that didn't go away, some of them had like breakdowns, I think, because they felt so suppressed. In my hometown at that time, they felt really limited, that was their only chance to leave. So I feel that, I working hard to get my A-levels and being given a chance by the LSE, I think in that relatively short period, it changed my life.
And so did you get involved with the student politics and the social life at LSE?
Yeah, I was like hungry for so much stimulation, so I was quite versatile in the sense that I played rugby. I played for the rugby team. We did rugby tours to France. I went to student union meetings. I went to a lot of the socialist left-wing meetings. I went to lots of different student society parties and meetings. I went on the vacations. I did student work exchanges, like in America and Jamaica. I went to international student festivals in Norway, Holland, Belgium, Germany. So I really, there was this feeling that I didn't want to go back to my old life in Luton. I didn't want to go back in the holidays. So I really wanted to make the most of everything that was happening here. So I went to lots of like external lectures, used some of the other colleges and libraries. So I think I was just assimilating so much information and experience, really. I think there was partially a fear that, because I didn't know what I would do when I left here. So I think it was partially trying to really get the most of every day here.
Did you live in halls of residence by
yet? Yeah, I lived in Rosebery Avenue for the first and the last year. In my second year, I lived out at a friend's housing association in St Pancras. But then I spent the second half of that year in Parsfield. So I was in halls like 2.5 of the years, and often I shared rooms, and it was really great to kind of... It was strange, even sharing rooms were good because you could have discussions like through the night even with your roommate. So I really knew a lot of people through being in halls so much. And what I loved about halls like Rosebery is that you'd have breakfast, I don't know, like 9 in the morning, and it gave me a good structure, the meals. And you'd sit with different ranges of people every day, and you could just have an intellectual discussion about the world, about the economy. And everything you said had to be so measured, because every person on that table could pick you up if you said something ridiculous. So I think that was really good for my debating skills, because I was so thoughtful that exposing your argument to all the flaws all the time. So you ended up really refining and being exact in what you said. So I think that was the intensity for me of the learning here that was outside of my, obviously, my conventional course. And what I liked was that at that time, LSE had different subcultures. So you had the, tended to be the British students that were maybe more working class, middle class, that were left wing, that kind of wanted a revolution. Then you had these people that, British and international, that just wanted to learn how to make a lot of money. Then you had this kind of international jet set that were mainly international, but some British. I suppose people that have been to international private schools and boarding schools that wanted to, you know, work for the United Nations. So it was, at that time, it was good to see all their different aspirations for the world. So I suppose they all wanted to impact the world. I suppose generally in a good way, they wanted to develop the world, but obviously... What was interesting was the debates about how it should be developed. So it was kind of good to learn from them, because, yeah.
Did you enjoy doing your course or bachelor's in history?
Yeah, I did. I think I was doing so many different things, so I wasn't reading enough books I think I could have done better. I think what I've got from it is to get a really good grade in an essay, you have to really deeply analyse and be objective. So I think that quality of thinking impacts everything you do. So I think that's priceless. I also think that as a traveller, you learn about the whole background of the world if you do world history. So you've got an understanding of every country because you know about the regional conflicts, you know, in the last, you know, few centuries. So that was really helpful. I think I maybe should have tried to make it more political, because I think that was more my main interest. But I think it's that exposure to lots of different ideas and then being able to make your own opinion, you know, but while reflecting on the other ideas. I think it's a good tool for life. And also I get kind of frustrated with people in my family because I don't really have that background, so they don't communicate so well. So they don't really understand how I think about things. And
you mentioned the social element of LSE. You mentioned that meeting all these different people and just conversing with them was really exciting. Did you make any sort of lasting bonds with people here?
Yeah, I mean, I've had a few, because when we left, we didn't really use emails or mobile phones, so there was less potential to stay in touch. But I mean, one of my best friends, I'm still in touch with him. He was here at the event last night, and there's still a group of us that all went here around the same time. They're mainly like left-wing friends. I had another friend from Halls who I stayed in touch with. And we had a lot in common in other ways, socially and how we saw the world. But unfortunately, he died from a brain tumour a few years ago. He did the same course as me and was the same age. So I felt I feel it's important to stay involved, because it's nice to remember him and kind of be here for him in a sense, because he did go to some of these reunion events before. So it's kind of nice, to stay involved and not honour his memory. And I feel a lot of university friends have a greater depth of understanding, because I say you've been through that similar experience of seeing the world in a different way that not everyone else understands that didn't come to this university at that time. Yeah.
How did you find the faculty when you were here?
My departmental faculty, I found it was really good. I think my regret was that it took me a while to adjust to how I should produce the work. So I think I should have got a better grade. But I liked the tutoring system. I think the problem was that we were measured on how fast we could write essays in a 3-hour exam. You know, I found in all my classes I was the best at speaking and debating the subject, but we were measured on how fast we could write, you know, which was frustrating. But I think it's just a case of, you know, when I did my MA, it took me a while to get a grips with that. So when I do a PhD, hopefully I'll be kind of on top of it earlier.
So you did a master's at LSE as well?
No, it was another London university. But I would consider doing a PhD here in the future, definitely. Yeah, it was kind of surreal, because it was like two worlds coming together and colliding. Because my dad was here, and my two sisters and my brother, and it was really important for them in the sense that no one in our family had been to university before, so they could see this new world that I was in. And I remember my brother taking a photo of the graduates coming out of the hall, and alongside these builders working on a building site. So he kind of had a picture of them both together, because he was a builder. So it was like seeing the parallel worlds of the builders against against the graduates. So because there was free drinks at the reception, my dad got drunk and bent down and split his trousers. So it was funny, it was interesting. It was just it seemed like a whole nother world for my family, in a sense. And they were kind of proud, but also, they were coming from a more working class perspective. Whereas I think some of the other students were, they were just so, their family were very familiar with the process. And I felt quite this fear that I didn't really know what to do next, this fear of leaving the education system and not really having any role models in my family of what to do next. So it was kind of emotional and intense and scary, basically.
You're still very young, 21, right?
Yeah.
You're still very young.
Yeah.
So you mentioned that you grew up in Luton. So what were your first impressions when you came into central London to see LSE campus for the first time?
I think I used to come, I had a girlfriend from Luton who moved to London, so I was used to staying in London at weekends. I liked the idea that it was near Covent Garden, because I'd been to Covent Garden before. I liked that it was cosmopolitan, so it kind of reminded me of a little bit of Italy and Spain and France. And the clothing was kind of more cosmopolitan, more European than what people were wearing in Luton. And physically, I think it was more exhausting, the pollution, but you kind of adjusted to that. I suppose it was the intensity of the adventure that you would just be talking to lots of students all day that you found really interesting and fascinating. So it was kind of, I did all my essays, but it was hard to be disciplined because some of my friends were really good in the sense that they worked a schedule and they stuck to it, whereas I think I was just so drawn to all the different people because I wanted to learn so much from them. Yeah.
Do you have a favourite spot on campus?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've never really thought of that.
Or a place that you spent most of your time?
Yeah, that's very difficult. I like the Shaw Library because you could kind of close your eyes in the afternoon and it had an atmosphere, again, that I wasn't used to in Luton, kind of this classical music, historic atmosphere. That was really lovely. I like the Three Tuns, the atmosphere of the old pub, because it really felt older. I think they've renovated now and maybe they've lost that sense of place and atmosphere and history that it had. I think the steps of the old building, that's probably the most symbolic, because I think that's the official entrance and that's probably where you bumped into people the most. Lincoln's Inn Field, a lot of homeless people used to live there, and we used to sit there after events finished here, and that was